Was a short piece by composer Lee Hoiby called The Doe, performed by Amy Gadd on voice and Cheris Buell piano, and it was performed as part of the 2024 Thirsty Ears Festival. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. I'm going to feature audio recorded live at the Thirsty Ears Festival. This is Chicago's only classical music street festival. It's produced by Access Contemporary Music, the same organization that produces the Relevant Tones podcast, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It's a street festival in Chicago. We close a fairly major street, Wilson Avenue, right in front of one of our music schools, and we build a stage. We literally build it ourselves, put a 20-foot tent over it, and there are 2 days of wonderful classical music performances from all eras. We also have community vendor booths, a kid zone, food trucks, and craft beer from Dovetail, wine, all kinds of fun things. This was our 9th year, and attendance was about 3,500 people. So it's so exciting to see so many people come out and listen to classical music from all eras, but especially a lot of contemporary. So I'm going to be featuring some audio from the first day of the festival today. And let's continue with Amy Gadd, now singing two songs by Ned Roram from his piece Women's Voices. This is number 4, To the Ladies, and number 7, The Stranger.
I tried to program a set that was mostly about animals. I wanted to do only bugs. I really like bugs, but I like animals too. So this next little set is actually about humans, and then we'll get back into animals.
Wife and servants are the same, but only differ in the name. For when that fate will not decide, which nothing can divide, when she the word obey has said, and men lay law supreme has made, then all that's kind is laid aside, and nothing left but state and pride. Fierce as an eastern prince he grows, and all his innate rigor shows, but then to look, to laugh or speak, with the nuptial contract break, like mute she signs alone must speak, and freedom take, but still be governed by another, and fear her husband as her god, him still.
Music by Ned Roram, beautifully sung by Amy Gadd. Let's turn to a performance later on. This is again audio from the first day of the Thirsty Ears Festival, and this is a piece by, it's performed by a group called Hot Second, which is Rebecca McDaniels on percussion and Dylan Feldposh on violin. And they're performing here Dylan's work, Quartz, and they have a special guest, Carmen Abelson, violin. Thank you. Music by Dylan Feldposh. The piece is called Quartz, and that was Hot Second performing at the Thirsty Ears Festival, the 9th annual Thirsty Ears Festival, Chicago's only classical music street festival. Let's hear two groups performing together now, Duo Fortesi and Missing Piece, and they are performing a work, a rather large work, called Thousandth Orange by Caroline Shaw. For the last couple of years, we've been lucky enough to have violist Michael Hall on the Thirsty Ears Festival, and Michael is a wonderful performer. He has commissioned hundreds of pieces for the viola. He's an incredible protagonist of new music. Do I say protagonist? Yeah, sure. He's an incredible force in the new music world in so many ways, and I'll never forget in 2020, we did the Thirsty Ears Festival in a parking lot. The city wasn't giving out permits even for outdoor events. And so we did it in a private parking lot. We had everybody sitting in their circles, their chalked circles, if you remember those. We sanitized the piano in between performances. We kept everybody 6 feet apart. It was pretty wild. And Michael played a piece that was very intense, very heavy, and an ambulance went by. And this is, you know, this is October of 2020. I mean, it was just magical. All of his performances have that kind of quality to them. So we were really happy to have him back in 2024. Playing a program for solo viola with fixed media. And again, mostly pieces or maybe all pieces that he commissioned. The piece I'm going to feature is by Zane Merritt, and it's called Atavistic Gizmo Rush from 2023. It's for viola and fixed media. Here's Michael Hall.
The next piece is by a Buffalo, New York composer. His name is Zane Merritt, and he wrote this great piece called Atavistic Gizmo Rush. And atavistic, repurposing old technology. So he loves Nintendo video games of the 80s and 90s with the 8-bit soundtrack. And that's exactly what you're going to hear a lot of. And I'm going to be playing around. It's almost like we're playing Mario Kart together in the middle of the street here tonight. So here is Zane Merritt's Atavistic Gizmo Rush. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music by Zane Merritt, Atavistic Gizmo Rush. I love Michael's description of the piece and how the composer is interested in repurposing old technology. There's an awful lot of old technology out there to be repurposed. Soon Finale will join join the outmoded technology. But yeah, it's always interesting when composers do that. I want to maybe do a whole concert of music by composers repurposing old technology to do new things. Especially, you know, when it's old video games. I think that's a lot of fun. Fantastic performance, too. So that was Atavistic Gizmo Rush by Zane Merritt for viola and fixed media, performed by Michael Hall. I'm going to do one more piece. Again, if you're somehow just tuning in, I can't imagine how that would be on a podcast. But if you are, then I am playing music from the 9th Annual Thirsty Ears Festival, which is Chicago's only classical music street festival. And this is from day one. And I am going to conclude the program with a piece called Ira et Lacrimae by Sidney Marquez Boquerin. And this was from a wonderful set by violist Rose Woolman and violinist Sarah Plum. Put together a really thoughtful program and played it quite well also. So yeah, let's conclude the program with that. If you're in Chicago or will be next year, we'd love to see you out at the 10th Annual Thirsty Ears Festival. And that will be hopefully the second weekend of August in 2025. And if you're in New York, October 11th, we have a very special live taping of Relevant Tones at Symphony Space. The theme is music and language, and we will be featuring the linguist John McWhorter, who is also a columnist for the New York Times. He's written several books, including a book called The Power of Babel. And myself, actually, and three other composers have written music inspired by linguistics in some way. We're going to talk with John about his book, about language, about the evolution of language and music, which came first, how do they relate, all of these great things. And we're going to perform the new pieces with some wonderful musicians. So that, again, is October 11th. More information at acmusic.org. And Relevant Tones is a production of Access Contemporary Music, a nonprofit organization with the mission of providing equitable access to the transformative power of music making. Find out more at acmusic.org. On behalf of Relevant Tones, I'm Seth Bosted. I thank you so much for listening to our podcast. And now, here is Ira et Lacrimae, performed live at the 9th Annual Thirsty Ears Festival, music by Sidney Marquez Boquerin. And the performers are Rose Woolman, viola, Sarah Plum, violin.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sidney Marquez Boquerin. I'm the composer of the next piece, and I'm thrilled to be here with you today at Thirsty Ears Music Festival. And so grateful to Sarah and Rose for giving this piece its first performance as a violin-viola version. Ira et Lacrimae translates as wrath and tears. It's a phrase from a poem by W.E. Henley, Invictus, which translates in turn as unconquerable. And so you'll hear a sense of anger and grief in the piece, but there's also this sense, I feel, of persistence and perseverance and ultimately hope. So thank you again, and yes, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.